Greetings, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the new Black Freedom Movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for Black people. The new Black Freedom Movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for Black people. Greetings, brothers and sisters. I would like to call this episode Nigger Shit. Just nigger shit. I don't want to make you mad or angry. This it's going to be okay, but I don't want you to be some mad and angry niggas running down the street when I give you this information. But brothers, I need you to understand. I need just the regular, everyday niggas like myself to understand what's going on, Black man. I go to work. I got an AA. I went to Los Angeles Southwest Junior College. You know what I'm saying? I rep mine. I'm talking to just regular, everyday niggas. And I have to ask, are there any niggas in America, on this planet, on a galaxy nearby, that don't like this shit? This nigga shit. This is like that, and that's the way it is type shit. You know what I'm saying? We got songs about it. This nigga shit. Have you ever looked around, Black man, and been like, damn, my nigga, we don't have shit up in here. We don't have shit up in here. We haven't established educational facilities for our children based on the philosophy and methodology of nation building. We need to build, Black man. We need to educate our children. Our children love learning. Our children are our future. We build our future through building our Black children. We have to reawaken, Black man. Where are our clothing factories for designing and manufacturing clothing for our Black communities and poor and oppressed people around the world? Where are our food and grocery stores from our Black farmers and landowners? Where are our automotive designing and manufacturing facilities? I would drive a car created by niggas in the hood. I would drive a car made in a factory employing thousands of niggas in the hood. I would love to drive a car that becomes the top-selling maker of automotive industry made by niggas in the hood. I would love to drive that car. That's why I ask. Because there has to be some niggas in America, on this planet, on a galaxy nearby, that don't like this. This nigga shit. This, it's like that, and that's the way it is type shit. This nigga shit. But it seems like everybody is okay. It seems like you cool as a motherfucker right now. If my gas get cut off again, can I call some Black celebrity? Hey, cool entertainer, do you or your friends own any like gas companies or some other needed utility like water and power or waste management that you have installed and used in the community? Because I'm broke as a motherfucker and I need somebody like me that understands what I'm going through. Do we have anything like that? Do we have anything like that? Because I got some nigga shit going on and I kind of need a hand. Do we have anybody we can call like that? A Black man can't watch Trump on TV doing his Trump bullshit and watch the world government play along. It's like watching the game, wondering which team is going to win. I hope my side gets it. while your son is in jail on some bullshit that everybody know he didn't even do. But it's going to be okay. Because he's going to be home in about 5 years. And he got Jesus. That's that nigga shit. That's that nigga shit. Right there, black man. Who's going to invest in the black community? Who's going to participate in the building of black businesses, grocery stores, and factories for us, by us? Remember that shit? For us, by us. But is anyone thinking about this right now? Am I tripping? When I speak like this, I ask you, am I tripping? Are there really any Negroes in America, on this planet, or in a galaxy nearby that don't like this shit? This nigga shit. This is like that, and that's the way it is type shit. I ask because it seems like you cool as a motherfucker with this. It seems like you cool as a motherfucker with this, black man. Because I'm talking to brothers and they're like, huh? I asked you, black man, when is the last time you thought about freedom? This shit that you live in, this shit that you're doing, is this what your ancestors and your great, 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 great grandparents were talking about when they whispered this in your great grandmother's ears and said, one day, baby, we gonna be free. One day, baby, we gonna be free. Is this what they were talking about, black man? This bullshit. Is this what they were talking about, black man? This thing. This place where black people own and operate nothing, absolutely nothing at all. And the slave master runs the whole fucking thing. And you live by his laws and rules. But you are free. No. No. No, sir. No, sir, or ma'am. That's not freedom. That's some weird, weird-ass, twisted metal type shit. But that is not freedom. It just doesn't make sense, black man. It's like blowing up the world. We live here, sir. You can't blow up the world, sir. We're still fucking here. Let me tell y'all something. Do you know we, black people, and the other original people of this planet have been here for millions of years, sir, ma'am? We've been here millions of years, sir, ma'am. We've helped, aided, and even started a number of civilizations on this planet. So if y'all need a helping hand, we're here. You can ignore us, but we're always here to give a helping hand. This is not about black people rebelling and hating white people. This is not that. This is not a white thing at all, brothers and sisters. This is a love thing. This is a thing of beauty and magnificence. The movement. Black people building their own. Black people finally understanding. You are free to build your own. Soon, There will be heads of states from all over the globe calling the headquarters of the new Black Freedom Movement in person, showing their gratitude and giving loving donations towards the movement, expressing how good it is to see the Black man finally understanding the truth and understanding the relationship between Black people and America. Understanding the relationship between Black people and your master, America. You either understand it or you don't, Black man. But that is exactly what the relationship is between Black people and America, your master. You cannot be free and have nothing and be governed by a foreign power. That is not freedom, Black man. In no shape or form is this thing that you are doing freedom. But behold, you have the movement, the new Black Freedom Movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for Black people. This is what you have to do everything that you need to do. That's why I ask, Black man, I have to ask, are there any niggas in America on this planet, in a galaxy nearby, that don't like this nigga shit? This is like that, and that's the way it is, type shit. Because it seems like y'all cool as a motherfucker. Do any Black men want to change the whole damn thing? Join the movement, the new Black Freedom Movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for Black people, and change. Nigga, you coming or what? Nigga, you coming or what?